Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Good morning, Heather. It's Paul who you messaged us about, correct?
Yeah, and it's, oh God, it is so bad. So Paul is ghosting me, and I just kind of am beyond myself. I don't know what to do. There are a million ways to get in touch with people these days, and I've tried all of them, and it's been like 3 weeks now. And this is my last hope, basically.
So let's back up a tad. Like, how did you guys meet originally?
Okay, well, this is kind of a little silly. He works in a bank in Eden Prairie, and okay. I had to go to make a deposit, which is a long story. Like, I actually had to go to the bank, but I noticed this cute guy working there and then found an excuse to go back a couple times to make a deposit.
Make some deposits.
Right. It's like so silly, right? So I ended up handing him two bank slips, one with like the bank information and one with my phone number, and then I was dying inside a little when I like left, so I didn't know what would happen, but
here's my true routing number, dude.
That's awesome. Right. I'm gonna start using that. It's brilliant.
How did the date go, Heather?
I mean, well, that's what's so strange. It went really well. So we went out for dinner and he picked a super cute place, so I was impressed by that right off the bat. And I mean, I have to say I did have butterflies from like the moment I saw him, but it was really fun. Like, I thought it went really well.
Wow, okay. Did anything, you know, like sometimes something awkward might happen or something somebody said or anything like that?
I have been racking my brain to figure out what that moment may have been, and there wasn't one. I mean, there was nothing like, I was like, oh my gosh, everything like took a turn and like it went south. No, it didn't happen.
Okay, so what do you...
It was casual. We had a good time.
Okay, so what do you think the problem is?
I mean, I wish I knew. I have no idea, if I'm being honest. And I think, I'm hoping you can help me get the answer.
All right. Well, I hope you've come to the right place. We're going to try to get those answers for you, Heather. And for us, too, and for our listeners. All right, Heather, hold on, okay?
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, is this Paul?
Yes, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul, it's Thunder and PT here, 102.9 The Wolf. I'm not sure if you got our text or not, but we texted you a few minutes ago to, if you joined us, we're on the air here at 102.9 The Wolf.
Okay.
Would you talk to us about a date you went on with a woman named Heather for a moment?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So she asked us to call you. We do this thing called Second Date Update, and it's been about, you know, a few weeks since she's heard from you, and we want to know if you had fun on the date with her.
Yeah, truthfully, I think it probably could have gone better. She's not a bad person, you know, sweet girl. I just don't think that we're a good fit together, probably.
Okay, do you mind telling us what the issue might be?
Yeah, no, I guess I can do that. Like I said, I don't hate her or anything like that. It's just that she was a very family-oriented person, And it seemed awkward to me. I'm not really into it.
Family oriented. So why would that be a problem? Doesn't that seem like something people would like?
Yes, in general, yes. But she was texting her brother the entire time on the date. And, you know, I get it. You know, maybe there's something going on in the family. You want to text, whatever it is. Yeah, of course, you know, you want to be considerate. But it was just like a consistent conversation the entire time.
Yeah, no, listen, I can understand that. That could be completely annoying, even if it wasn't her brother.
Right. Just anybody.
I mean, the fact that she's distracted by something or somebody else.
Yeah, it was like she was not, like she was half in the date and she was half just like talking to her brother the whole time. And truthfully, I got like a weird vibe from the top when I picked her up that there was like a little bit of a odd or maybe toxic or controlling relationship, because the guy was just there to meet her at the door when I stopped by, and it was just awkward.
Do they live together?
Not to my knowledge, no. So,
okay, this is like getting to be a little too much. You're being very dramatic. I don't have a toxic relationship with my brother. We're just really close.
All right, obviously, is listening in. How do you respond?
I think it's possible that you didn't realize that it's, well, one, the texting during the whole time was not, I mean, you were not really at the date. I mean, I, for my part, being on a date with you, I just kind of felt like it was just a little bit awkward for me.
Well, I mean, I've never had any complaints about it from anyone I've ever dated ever. And my brother is my safety person when I'm on a date with someone I've just met.
And
so
I understand
that's kind of how that goes.
I understand that, Heather. But Paul, could you give us, maybe a number of times you felt like she was distracted, or not maybe distracted, but giving her attention to her brother instead of maybe the date?
Truthfully, I didn't like count, yeah. But it just felt like there was a third person at the date time.
Yeah, it's an interruption.
I wasn't trying to
like a 30 count
the interruptions.
Right. How would you feel, Heather, if this was Paul, you know, having to talk to his mom during the entire, you know, was talking to his mom during the entire date? Don't you feel like that would be rude?
I mean, I guess it depends. Like, if he were, like, interrupting a toast to, like, talk to his mom or something, that's awkward. But, like, if someone's mom, yeah, you're going to be in touch.
And that's your right, Heather, but apparently it's a big turnoff for Paul. And so, Paul, you don't want to go, you don't want to see Heather again.
You're a very sweet girl, Heather. I definitely don't want to insult you or anything like that. It's just, it was awkward for me, you know?
Okay. I mean, maybe you just don't know what it's like to have a family that's really tight and everyone cares about each other, which is really sad. I mean, I'm sorry it's not going to work out, but right. I guess that's how it goes.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Sometimes it can get a little awkward, a little sad sometimes here on Second Date Update. Guys, we wish you all the best. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for your help, guys.
Sure.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On The Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.